Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Lori Lightfoot was asked, speaking of rock and roll, about Lollapalooza and the safety of it, and she said this.
I feel like we made the right decisions, but we're sounding the alarm today because we're starting to see this uptick.
And she said that it is still going to be safe.
If we allow the virus to continue to linger here in Chicago, we will likely see further mutations, some of which our current vaccines may not be able to protect against, and have to reinforce some of the restrictions that have come to infamously define much of 2020 and part of 2021.
So that's the weird part, right? She says, it's safe. I have no regrets about our decision to go forward. Granted, they made that a couple of months ago. But now she's also saying, boy, if we're not careful, we're going to have to put the mask back on and start closing stores. Lisa Donovan in the Tribune wrote, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she's got no regrets about the multi-day music fest that draws crowds of 100,000 a day in Grant Park, July 29th. That's in 8 days. Jim DeRogatis, the noted Chicago rock critic and author, is on a phone line. Hey, Jim, how have you been?
Good, John. Good to talk to you.
What do you think about Lolla? Should they cancel it or scale it back?
Oh, it's absolutely insane, John. Look at the news. In the Netherlands, in early June, there was a festival that drew 20,000 people over 2 days. The Dutch were exceedingly rigorous in requiring not only proof of vaccination, but a test upon entering. And that festival produced 1,000 cases. Makes sense. 5%. The vaccines are 95% effective. Those numbers hold here. And in Chicago, we're going to get 5,000 infections or more of the new Delta variant out of Lollapalooza, 400,000 people for 4 days. There's also a complete disregard. How is it different from full capacity at White Sox Stadium or Wrigley? Well, people are not bouncing into each other, cramming against the front of the stage. Limp Bizkit is a headliner. There's a fantastic new documentary that begins airing in a week or so on HBO about Woodstock 99. Limp Bizkit, those boneheads from the late 90s, were the ones that started the riots at Woodstock 99 that resulted in fires, in sexual assaults, in dozens and dozens of injuries. You know, the rock and roll is about jumping up and down and being stupid. And the people who attend Lollapalooza are particularly stupid. And they have proven Lollapalooza's promoters, Live Nation and a Texas company named C3, that they can't even stop fence jumpers. We're supposed to believe that they're going to be on top of genuine proof of vaccination, not, you know, faked cards, or requiring a test within recent days, which we know the lag time between the test and the spreading asymptomatic infections can be 10 days. This is insane. It's the mayor bowing to big corporate pressure, Live Nation, and the hotels wanting to be full, at the expense, possibly, of we are just seeing small music venues like the Empty Bottle and the Hideout reopening. God bless them. It's a miracle they hung on for 18 months of no business with no federal aid. That, even though it was passed months ago,
to be fair, though, Jim, that decision was made in May when we were coming out of it, that they were forecasting that by July. I don't think in May we knew about the Delta variant or its...
No, but John, I'm a full-time professor at Columbia College, Chicago. We have been following, the virus, the situation, safety protocols, the CDC recommendation from week to week to week.
Yeah.
And in theory, I am now going to be teaching in mid-September a lecture class with 200 students in person, but that is not necessarily going to hold, right? I mean, every school.
What should they do, Jim?
What should they do? They should cancel, John. It's insane.
Okay, so those tickets are already sold, and I know that's a trivial point now if you're talking life and death, but the tickets have been sold, the bands have been booked. They should cancel Lollapalooza?
Or face 5,000 potential infections?
I'm really good at this game, and I hate the words that come out of my mouth, but I think I know both sides of this story. Teenagers and young people are less likely to die, less likely to even know that they're sick. And so it's the kind of the argument about schools right now. Should the kids go to schools without masks, they'll survive this. It's not as bad as if it were a senior citizens complex.
Well, John, what we are learning about, you know, there's a couple of great books that are coming out now. Preventable by Michael Lewis. Several
That's
others,
a great
right?
Book. Yeah.
We know that the asymptomatic carriers, right, were largely young people who never got sick, but they can spread it to 5, 10, 15 other people. Look at the so-called emergency evacuation plan. Twice in the last 5 years, we've had dangerous thunderstorms roll into Grant Park. You know what the evacuation plan is? They kick everybody out of the park. And all those people flee in the pouring rain to wait out the thunderstorm by huddling in the hotel lobby
and
Starbucks. Right?
I hear what you're saying.
And again, they are right on top of each other. Look, John, my career is popular music, right? I am so glad that the Hideout and the Green Mill and the Empty Bottle are open again and the Jam is booking the Riviera Theater.
No, I get your point, Jim. You know, I'm out of time, but I hear what...
Lollapalooza's, and, you know, we had Althea Legaspi on Sound Opinions a couple of weeks ago. She's the chief news correspondent for Rolling Stone. You know, Live Nation is looking at Lolla as the incubator test about whether big festivals and large concerts.
I'm sorry to hear that. If that's the case, Jim, I'm out of time. I'm going to call you again.
It's a bad idea, brother.
That's Jim DeRogatis, the rock critic.